guys, it's Nancy Press, your co-host. This is Life Cope LLC. We are a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram under Life Cope LLC. And of course, you can always visit our website, lifecopeapp.com. Thank you for coming back yet another week and joining me for another episode. As always, I am not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that comes on here and gives you their advice on different subjects or just talks about different subjects that I am interested in. This episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone or your desktop to avoid those horrible spell check horror stories. You can download Grammarly by going to lifecopeapp.com and you'll find a link there, or you can find it on the App Store. So today, I want to talk about perseverance. There's someone that I have been very inspired by lately. Just seeing her work, seeing her growth, and really her perseverance. And it's really inspiring. And it just makes me think about everybody else in my life and how hard they're striving to achieve their goals and dreams. And the part of me that is part of, you know, these poetry events and, you know, around being around creatives, it's just inspiring to see people always persevering, never giving up on their dreams and goals. Who I'm talking about is Miss Tiffany Haddish. So if you don't know who she is, I highly, 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 highly recommend you go check her out. Go to YouTube, put her name, Tiffany Haddish, in search, and spend a few hours just laughing so hard that you'll cry. And then, laughing so hard that you'll cry. And, yeah, man, it's just one of those things where she's so inspiring. But not only is she funny and she will entertain you, but if you care to learn about what I'm fixing to talk about, which is her perseverance. So Tiffany Haddish had a really rough upbringing, and you can read about that and all that good stuff. But the perseverance that she's shown throughout her life is really the encouraging part, and that's really the takeaway. You know, regardless if you make it famous or not, perseverance is something that can be utilized in your everyday lives. I know that I definitely have big dreams and goals, and definitely, you know, they're up there, but I work towards them every day. And, you know, your goals don't have to be what mine are. You know, that's the beautiful thing about being individuals and being just so wonderful and different, is that we have different prerogatives of what it is that we seek in life. For some of us, our career growth is very important. Following our dreams is very important. For other people, you know, having a family. But the thing is that irregardless of what your goal or dream is, having perseverance, like not letting things get to you, is really important. So Tiffany Haddish had a really rough upbringing. Right before she even started making it, and she talks about this in her stand-up a lot, she was sleeping out of her car. And she jokes about, you know, well, my, you know, I lived in Beverly Hills, you know, because she lived outside someone's house, parked in her car. And, you know, it's funny and it's ha-ha, but then you really look behind the real story and then you see that, yeah, indeed she was sleeping out of her car. And now last night, she hosted the MTV Movie Awards. And, you know, now she is known all over the place. Now designers like Michael Kors are dressing her. And it's incredible. It's incredible to see her perseverance, because she really, at so many different points and times in her life, she could have given up. And then I look at my life and I think, man, like, perseverance is really what gets you going in life. And a lot of us don't even realize that we have that within us, you know. And tonight, I was at a poetry event, a Colorado Springs Keep Colorado Springs Queer poetry event. And I was just so inspired by everybody I was around, irregardless of their struggle, personal struggle or story. Everyone, I could see the perseverance of everyone in that room. At some point in time in their life, they've had to fight to go on to the next day, to follow their dreams, even if that dream is just waking up the next day. As little as that dream might seem to someone that wakes up every day just fine and has no problem waking up another day, it's the dream of a lot of people. A lot of those people that are currently battling depression, anxieties, different disorders, it's difficult to even fathom the next day. So the next day might be a dream. Your dream might be stardom. Your dream might be making it in your career field. Your dream might be asking that girl out and her saying yes. Irregardless of what that is, perseverance is what it is, what will get you there. And you just have to believe in yourself, and you have to keep pushing. You have to keep believing that the unachievable is achievable. You have to be your number one cheerleader. Because looking at Tiffany's story, looking at Tiffany Haddish's story, looking at how poor she grew up, she was on welfare, her mother had a lot of different mental illnesses. She had to care for her young siblings. She was in foster care. I mean, the list goes on and on and on as to why this woman should have given up a long time ago, right? But if she didn't give up, you shouldn't either. If I didn't give up, you shouldn't either. And I'm fighting every day. I have fought so many demons in my life, from depression to anxiety, and it never really goes away. It's always just sort of lurking in the background, but you can actively work to make the unachievable achievable, and that's through perseverance. That's through pushing through the rough times, the hard times, and there's a lot of those times going on right now. Irregardless if it's something that's socially going on in the world, whether it's something that's personally going on in your life, whether it's something going on in your career, persevere. Stay afloat. Find the light within. Trust yourself. If where you're at right now is not somewhere that is going to take you to your dreams, follow something that will. Whether that means ending a terrible work relationship where you need to seek something better, whether that means ending a relationship that is no longer bringing anything good to your life and it's not going towards your goals and dreams, whether that means following your dreams and following and going to as many open mics and learning as many things that you can do to work on your craft, whatever that might be. Believe in yourself. Persevere. Turn that switch within you. Find that light and trust yourself. Trust the process. And trust that even those hard days, even those really, really tough days to get ahead of, even those days are important. Even those days are necessary. Because if you can persevere through those bad days, when you make it, whatever that end goal is for you, whatever it is that you seek in your life, trust that it will feel that much sweeter because you had to work so hard to get there. And those hard moments can either be lessons or they can be something that you will repeat again, because you didn't learn the lesson. So persevere, push through, find the light within, and believe in yourself. I believe in you, and I hope you believe that you can believe in yourself. It really is that easy to persevere in life. You have to believe in you. You have to believe that it is possible. You have to believe that you're worthy, and that everything that comes your way, it's because you're worthy of it and you worked hard for it. But you must persevere through the tough times. You must persevere through the storms. I promise you, if you can get through the storm, if you can get through the bad times, there is sunshine at the other end. Just on the other side of the mountain, there is sunshine. I promise you. But you have to persevere. You have to believe in yourself. And you have to continue to push through. So that's the lesson I want you to go with. Whatever your dream is, doesn't matter if it's as simple as seeing the next day, right? That seems so mind-boggling. So simple. But that's the goal of so many. Or if it's making that dream family with that dream girl that you hope to find someday, or dream man, whether that is creating a safe space where you feel welcome, whether that is stardom and riches and fame, it doesn't matter. Big or small, persevere, push through, find the light within, and I promise you, anything and everything will be possible. You guys, it's Nancy Perez, your co-host, Life Cope, LLC. Well, as always, we'd love if you give us feedback, write to us on social media. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram under Life Cope, LLC. Our website, lifecopeapp.com. And as always, if you want to keep up with me and what I'm up to, what events I'm doing around town in Colorado Springs, or if you want to tune into the Morning Boombox and stream us Monday through Friday, you can do so at nancyiperez.com. And there's other blogs, other information there, and even a link to the podcast from there. So, guys, I hope you're happy, you're healthy, and you're well. And you come back next week, and I'll catch you later. See ya.